you guys have a history of cooking up some interesting basketball fundraisers, and it sounds like next Monday you've got another one on the plate here for Sitka. Mike, what's going to be happening?
Yeah, I usually leave the basketball tournament and stuff up to Andrew, but we have an activity scholarship fund that was created by Steve Gillespie before I took the job at Sitka High, and it helps kids that can't afford the high participant fees for some of our activities participate. And over the past 5 years that I've held this job, we've given out, you know, well over $5,000 of activity scholarships, and so that account is kind of at its bare minimum right now, and we need to replace it. And about 4 years ago, we did a similar event. We bought in a team called the Harlem Ambassadors, and they did a charity game. And I really was shocked at the turnout. I mean, it was the most packed I've ever seen our gym, and the community seemed to really enjoy it. And we raised about $6,000 that has helped fund this account for 5 years. So it's time to do something different. And that event was fun, but I thought it was a little bit more dancing and show than basketball. And I thought maybe the community would enjoy some just really high-level basketball. So I saw that Jesse LeBeau from Ketchikan has kind of this group, and I reached out to him and saw if this would be something that he'd be interested in doing, and he was very interested in bringing, you know, his group of guys up to Alaska for the first time, so it seemed like a natural fit.
All right, yeah, people probably recognize Jesse LeBeau's name from K-High basketball from a few years ago, and I guess he's got a team of, what would you call it, Andrew, like Hollywood basketball players?
Yeah, they're all ex-college players that have played high level, like overseas, professional, Division One, and then also the And One shows and things like that. They have a great website as well, and you can see some of the stuff that they do, and it's what you see like on street ball. I mean, that's plus, you know, they're probably some of the highest caliber basketball players that will ever step foot on our floors. So
and who are these guys going to go up against?
Well, we, you know, we Mike and I talked about that for a while, and we figured, you know, we could put a pretty good team together just of Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High staff, and so that's what we did. We just kept it at that. So we have some celebrities like Mr. Principal Demert over at Keat, and Coach Krupa, Coach Blackhurst, and a few other sprinkling of other staff. So it's all Mount Edgecombe Sitka High staff that will be playing.
And will you, Andrew, be on the court as well?
Well, I'll try to get out there. And
okay, so it sounds like if we got a team together of some of Sitka's professional educators and coaches, they should be able to easily handle some of these probably overpaid, slightly out of shape, kind of Hollywood basketball types, you know, no problem. It should, you know, it sounds like, you know, you might be sort of wiping their noses a little bit.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's not going to be a lot of defense played on Monday night. The offense will be highlighted, but I would think maybe the offense will tilt in the favor of the people with the 50-inch verticals, okay, as opposed to the people that sit behind a desk most of the day.
I wanted to talk to one of those guys. We do have Jesse LeBeau on the phone this morning with us. Hi, Jesse.
How's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good. We're just trying to decide if Monday's game is going to be a close game. I wonder if you could talk about some of your teammates and if any of them might be able to touch the rim.
Well, first off, I want to thank you guys for having us up there. We're all excited. I'm excited to come back. And, you know, the big question that all my teammates keep asking me right now is, how cold is it going to be and how many coats and gloves do I need to bring? So if you can give me any type of forecast next week of what we're looking at, that would be great.
You won't need your tank tops except to play basketball.
Right.
good. It should be a lot of fun. I didn't know Andrew was suiting up, so that's good to know. We get a little scouting report here. But, no, we got a good group of guys, and like I said, they're all excited. It's just guys who I've become friends with out here in the entertainment industry, and like Mike was saying, many of them played college and overseas in different places, but now they're making a living doing commercials and movies and entertainment. And we got a couple guys that can get close to touching the rim, so it should be a lot of fun.
Jesse, remind us a little bit about your basketball career in Southeast. When did you play for Ketchikan?
I graduated in 2005, and I played at K High my junior and senior year.
Okay.
And then after that, I played a few years in San Diego, and then came out to Hollywood here, and started pursuing kind of using basketball to get my foot in the entertainment business.
And it's kind of interesting how you and this other group of guys who comprise the Fab Four streetball team kind of have one foot in each. In each industry, you've sort of combined basketball and entertainment.
Yeah, it's been an exciting journey, and you know, I didn't know if it was something that I could do long term or that would even work out when I first started. But you know, I saw some possibility there and worked on some things to make myself stand out when I would go to an audition. And you know, basketball has continued to be really good to me. The exciting thing about the Fab Four is it allows us to kind of still do what we love in basketball, but be able to travel a little bit and have a positive influence on kids, but then also be able to be back for our paid gigs out here for getting on TV and the movies. So it's kind of a very complimentary of what we got going there, and that's kind of why we're excited about doing it.
And a lot of your team. You guys work as stand-ins and stunt doubles for NBA athletes who appear on commercials and in other sort of television or media opportunities,
yeah.
Right?
You know, everyone kind of has their own little niche. One of our guys, Shell Bailey, he has been LeBron James' double for a number of years now. So all the big commercials you see, when you don't see LeBron's face, a lot of times it's him because they don't want to waste the major athlete or big-time actor's time because they're so expensive. So they'll bring him in real quick and just do all the establishing shots with the double, and then they'll bring in Chris Paul or LeBron James or Kobe and have them do their part real quick, and then they can leave and get on to their business.
So, Jesse, I have to admit, while you were describing that you have a player, Sheldon Bailey, who serves as a double for LeBron James, I was kind of looking over at Andrew Frisky, and his eyes were opening just a little bit wider, contemplating the prospect of being on the same basketball court with a guy who could literally be mistaken for LeBron James.
We'll have to match him up.
Yeah, we'll see how much game there is. I'm trying to still figure out how to get that car on the court so he can jump over the car and show the fans on how high he can really jump. So maybe there won't be a lot of game, but we'll figure out some good stunts for you guys to show off on the court.
I think we should actually put one of those new Manichkin Braves vans on the court and just raise the challenge there.
There you go. Deflect it. I like it.
All right. Well, Jesse, we're going to let you go, we're going to wrap up this interview, but you guys are going to be showing up Monday to play. Do you have anything else planned? Are you going to be touring anywhere else?
We're coming up for Sitka on the 16th, and then after that we're going to head down and do the same thing in Ketchikan. And then we're back down here. So just a quick two cities, and then we're out.
Well, tell the guys to bring their mittens.
We'll do. Thanks for having me, guys. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Jesse LeBeau is with the Fab Four streetball team. He's a former Ketchikan High School basketball player who's making a career in Southern California in the entertainment industry, kind of combining basketball and entertainment. How many people can we get into the B.J. McGillis gym, and what's it going to cost to watch this game?
Well, that's the reason we moved it over there, really, is because that facility is so great. You know, I think we can seat about 1,200 people over there. We've gotten close to that in some of the Sitka Edgecombe games, and we can seat about 800 at Sitka. So we're looking to get, a full house. Pre-tickets are on sale, adults $10, students $8, and at the door it'll be adults $12 and students $10, and you can buy tickets both at the Mount Edgecombe main office and the Sitka main office. They'll also obviously be for sale at the door. And just want to, reiterate, all the money is going to help kids be involved in activities. And, that's concessions, that's gate, that's everything there. So, we'd love to have families come out and come to the game and, eat dinner at the concession stand and know that every dollar they're spending is going to help kids in Sitka be involved.
And is the tip-off going to be 6 o'clock Monday, or is there going to be any sort of pregame stuff at all?
We're going to start festivities at 6 o'clock, and there's going to be some kind of a pregame dunk and skills exhibition by these guys, so you won't want to miss that. And then, we'll tip off shortly after that. And at halftime, they've got some things planned. They haven't told me. There's some surprises planned to get the younger kids out on the floor and involved with these guys. And then, you know, after the game, they'll stick around and sign autographs and just be available to meet and greet and talk to kids as well.
And I imagine why the pregame skills and dunk thing is happening, Andrew. You and the other Sitka All-Stars will probably be in meditation.
We will. It's going to be about an hour and a half of dunking, so they're really tired when they play us. That's the plan.
Andrew Frisky and Mike Vera, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.